Hello, hello, intrepid listeners, and welcome to the pull list edition of Between the Bubbles. As we mentioned, these are going to be just short podcasts that you can listen to before you go to the store on Wednesday to see what we're going to be picking up, what we're most excited about, to maybe give you some ideas about what you should look for, and give you a little bit of guidance as you get ready to go to the store. So, Darren, what's the first number one comic that you're most excited for tomorrow?
The number one comic that I'm looking forward to the most has to be Earth 2, Issue 0, because we were introduced to Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, basically the trinity of DC Comics, and to me, all comics, in Issue 1 of Earth 2, and they died in the very, very beginning, and we don't get to see...
It was super crazy when they died.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't expecting it, but we don't even get to see their background. We know that Batman and Catwoman were the parents of Helena Wayne, who was Robin there and now is Huntress in the current and World's Finest, but other than that, we don't really know the history except for also Lois Lane died. So I'm hoping to see the interaction between Batman, between Catwoman, them as parents to Helena Wayne, to see Superman and Lois Lane together, maybe see even Lois Lane's death at the hands of Darkseid in the Daily Planet. So this, I think, will be just one of those cool things that is so different and unique than anything else, because all the other origin stories we basically know. I mean, you know why Batman's Batman. You know why Superman's Superman, Flash, Green Lantern,
yeah,
all that
for
stuff.
Sure. But I'm excited to figure out why in this different universe they are who they are.
Yep, exactly, exactly. So for me, it has to be Earth 2, Issue 0.
And very closely related to that, the one that I'm most excited about, I think, is Huntress and Power Girl, Issue 0. Because, I want some of that backstory for these Earth 2 characters. We're going to see them interacting as Robin and Supergirl. We're going to see why Helena became Robin, all that kind of stuff. I'm very, very excited for this, mostly because it looks like Kevin Maguire is doing most of the art. And as I've explained in earlier reviews for World's Finest, Kevin Maguire does all of the flashback scenes, and George Perez is doing all of the present-day scenes, and Kevin Maguire's art is just working better for the title, I feel like. So I'm hoping that, seeing as how this whole thing is an origin issue and it's all a flashback, that we'll get nothing but Kevin Maguire, essentially. I just really am excited to see their development in this other world and what would prompt them to be the heroes who they are now. They're two characters I really, really love, and I just hope that they get their due finally.
Well, the cool thing, I saw a preview on Newsarama that showed the first four or five pages of World's Finest Issue
yes.
Zero, and the thing that I love the most is that Catwoman is the one who prompted Helena to be Robin, not Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, and Bruce is, like, kind of ticked off about it.
Mm-hmm. So I really want to see how that plays out. And then Superman is not a huge fan of Power Girl being a superhero because of Lois Lane. He doesn't want to lose her as well, so he's overly protective. I don't know. It's going to be cool, I think. It's going to be a really good issue.
Yeah, I think it has a lot of potential to be a really exciting issue. So I'm very excited about picking it up. Yeah.
So for me, the second one I'm most looking forward to picking up tomorrow is Phantom Stranger Issue 0. Now, people aren't too familiar with him. He was briefly introduced during the Free Comic Book Day issue from DC that talked about Pandora, who, if none of you know, and if, well, I'm sure people, you, some of you know this, but some of you may not be aware, in Issue 1 of every single DC comic that came out in the New 52, Pandora is found in every single issue, at least in one panel, in one little spot. And
it blows my mind. When you told me that earlier, I had never noticed her. I had never even heard of this online or anything.
Oh, yeah. It is so cool. And the thing as well is that the issue 5 of Flashpoint, there's one page spread that shows all the heroes of the different universes coming together into one universe, as we now know as the New 52. And in the background, it's Pandora, the one in her cloaked face with these red eyes, and you don't know who she is. And you don't know who she is in issue 1 when you see her, but we now get a better glimpse of her in the Free Comic Book Day issue, and Phantom Stranger was there as well. So I'm curious to see how they're intertwined. Do they introduce her again in Phantom Stranger. I know she will be introduced in Justice League Zero, but I'd like to see her introduced here as well. Another thing as well is Phantom Stranger never has an origin story. They did do an origin-like story.
Because she's an old, old character who's been around for years.
He's been around since the 50s. In the early 50s, he was introduced as one of those occult characters who dealt with magic and demons and whatnot, but he never has had a specific, this is who he is, this is how he came to be. In their fake, not their fake, but their type of origin story that they did with him, there's four different possibilities who it could be, so we still don't know. So are they now finally going to explain and give him an origin? I don't know. It is written by Dan Didio of DC Comics, so that'll be intriguing as well. But
it'll be interesting.
Looking forward to this, and it will be an ongoing series. I don't think I'll keep following the ongoing series, but I definitely want to get this one.
Yeah, it should be really, really interesting. The other one that I'm really excited about this week is issue 2 of Hawkeye. I am not a huge fan of Hawkeye, or haven't been a huge fan of Hawkeye until this year. I felt like he was an interesting character in the Avengers movie, albeit my least favorite of the six. But still, you know, I'm glad he was there most of the time. And I really enjoyed him in issue 4 of The Avenging Spider-Man, when he and Spidey had a team up, and we found out just a little bit more about his background, his frame of thought, and why he is who he is, and why he's the kind of sarcastic, jerky guy that he can be sometimes. And then I really, really enjoyed last month's issue 1. I felt like it was very solid. I felt like it was a good introduction to a good ground-level character. He's not, you know, Iron Man or Thor size, where everything's big and everything's a global catastrophe. He's just, it's smaller, it's simpler, it's ground level, it's street level, and it really felt that way in the book. I mean, like we talked about when we reviewed it, we never saw him shoot an arrow in the entire book. He shot a grappling hook on the first page, and that was it.
Yep.
And I just thought it was a really interesting way to introduce me to the Archer. And I really like Kate Bishop, who is the other person who has used the mantra of Hawkeye in the Marvel Universe. And so I'm excited to see her, especially as this series develops and as it goes on. It's Matt Fraction and David Aja who did such good work on the Immortal Iron Fist that I'm just excited to see them working together again. And I'm almost certain that it will continue to be a book that I'm glad I'm picking up. I'm really excited for issue 2, and I hope that it turns out well.
Oh yeah, Matt Fraction and Kelly Sue DeConnick to me are definitely the super couple of comic book writing. I mean, what they've done with Captain Marvel, what he's, I think, is going to do with Hawkeye.
And what he's done with Immortal Iron Fist and Iron Man and Thor and all these other characters. And again, what he's going to be doing with Fantastic Four and the FF.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited to see Fraction stretch himself on some new characters, and I really feel like Kelly Sue DeConnick is the new talent that we haven't really seen before this year, that I think that Marvel, if they're smart, are going to keep saying, hey, can we put another book on your plate? Hey, can we put another book on your plate? Until she's writing as many books as her husband is.
Well, that was cool with Scott Snyder with Batman is he was really still relatively new when he did Detective Comics and did the Black Mirror run. And then it was so popular that, of course, they put him on Batman and Swamp Thing.
Now he's writing the big Batman book. Of all the Batman books, the most important one.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And he is the main Batman writer, so
he's the one who's, like, doing all of the tie-ins and all, like, the Court of Owls. That was his baby.
Yep.
That was his baby.
Death of the Family is his baby.
Yeah.
So, really exciting. Anyway.
So it should be a really good week. There's a lot of other exciting things coming out. I know you're really excited about Action Comics Zero.
I am. Green Lantern Zero.
Green Lantern Zero. I'm excited about Swamp Thing Zero and Animal Man Zero to get back into those, you know, Vertigo roots I love so much. Yeah, it should be a good week. There's not really anything exciting from Image. Come on, guys. Give me a first week book. It's too bad because I love everything that Image does.
I know.
Oh, no, coming out tomorrow. If you haven't been reading it, Volume 1, the first collected book of the new relaunch of Glory, comes out. It's going to be just as good a deal as the Prophet collection. $9.99, 6 issues. You are missing out if you don't buy it. It's a chance to get in on another series that I rave about every single time I buy it.
So true. So true. Well, there you go. So,
All right, and so thanks. I hope that this helps, gives you a little bit of prompting, a little bit of ideas as you head off to the store today or tomorrow, and that you really enjoy some of these books that we may have recommended to you. And as always, as soon as you've bought your books, I hope you have some happy reading. Hey, Between the Bubbles is a production of Almost Midnight Media and is released under a Creative Commons license.